Do you have different names for different types of cars, just in general? You know, not specific like Ford or Chevrolet, but depending on whether they had two doors or four doors, or if they had a top or not.
I understand that one.
Okay. Like that car I drove up in, would you call it a four-door sedan? Or maybe if I drove up in a convertible or something like that? You know, just general words for cars.
Oh, I see. It could be a two-door Cutlass,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got a two-door and...
What kind of car you got?
I have a Chevrolet
Impala. I mean, we can call it anything,
uh-huh.
I guess.
Okay. What about these cars that big families like? They have a tailgate, you know, that lets down?
The station wagon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean. That
mm-hmm.
general type of cars. And, convertibles, do you ever see any of those anymore?
The real long cars.
Well, the ones that, you know, the top will come all the way down.
Yeah, I've seen one. Mm-hmm. It was here, one. But I ain't seen them since then. Here, I haven't.
Uh-huh. But you would still call it
a convertible.
Okay. What about these cars that have the hard roof, but you can take it and, you know, cut part of it out?
Mm-hmm. Turn it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does the words coupe or sedan mean anything to you?
Coupe. Sedan. Good. They both name our car or something.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
All right. Have you ever heard any slang names for big, expensive-looking cars? Had a lot of chrome, you know, and somebody obviously paid a lot of money for it.
I mean, they use a lot of slang names, but I don't never catch on to them, so I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe any kind of name that had to do with the fact that it uses a lot of gas.
Mm-mm.
Gas hog or gas guzzler or something like that?
No, I never heard of
that. Okay. All right, what about general names for different kinds of trucks?
You're not talking about like a Ford or...
No, not specific like that.
Mm-hmm. Different names of trucks?
Yeah.
I don't know names
like
of trucks.
Like that one, for example, if it didn't have a camper on it.
Pickup truck?
Right, okay, that's what I'm looking for. What about trucks that have closed in areas at the back and they aren't open like a pickup truck is at the back?
You're not talking about a van, are you?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about?
That could be.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a panel truck?
A panel truck?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Well, it's kind of like a van except it looks more like a truck and it's closed in at the back,
mm-hmm.
like a van is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe I've seen one, you know.
All right. Okay, let's say in cities, sometimes the motels have their own cars that they bring their guests into the hotel from the airport and they might take them back to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever recall having heard a name for those cars?
Rental car light.
Well, not exactly. Sometimes this word means to people that the car is very expensive or real flashy kind of car. Usually they're black though and they're much longer than regular cars.
A limousine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Now when you think of limousine, do you think of very expensive car?
Yeah.
Okay. Now do you ever think of a motel operating a limousine service for its guests?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright, is there any kind of public transportation here in the Pontiac Springs?
Public transportation? Well, for the old folks, Tri-County got a bus that takes the old folks around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all the transportation. Cars, that's all the transportation we got.
Okay.